The survey randomly contacted people statewide last week and narrowed them down to 400 who said they'll most likely vote in November. When asked who they'll choose for governor, 51% said incumbent Jim Doyle. 38% chose Republican challenger Mark Green. Green Party candidate Nelson Eisman got 1% of the vote. Wendy Scattergood is an analyst at the St. Norbert College Survey Center and a political scientist. The survey asked people to name the number one issue in the race, and taxes came out on top. Scattergood says those who chose that issue seemed evenly split on who they would choose for governor, either Doyle or Green.
But then when we look at some of the other issues that are also important, like the economy, education, and health, people that think those are the most important factors in their vote choice are heavily in favor of Governor Doyle.
At first blush, it may look like Doyle has a commanding lead, but the poll has a 5% margin of error. Also, 7% said they still haven't decided who to vote for. And Scattergood says there are more Democrats than Republicans among those undecideds.
So it depends on whether they, when they get up and go, and whether they feel like they need to vote the party line or whether they're disaffected enough with Doyle that they'll switch parties.
The survey did not ask voters who they'll choose for Wisconsin-specific House races this fall, but in general, 50% of respondents said they'll vote for a Democrat and 33% a Republican. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.